This is Scott Becker with the Private Equity and Business Podcast. Today we're going to talk about Zillow, and this is a fascinating situation. Zillow originally was sort of a brokerage house, an online brokerage house. First it was sort of information services, then it became an online brokerage house and grew tremendously. But it really took another level up in terms of profitability and growth when it started building this business that dealt with really flipping houses. They would guarantee to buy a house at a certain price. They'd either fix it up or they'd flip it at an X price. And they felt they had this incredible engine and staff where they could sort of do this business successfully. And shocking to me, at least, Zillow's business in the sector ended up being worth about 50% of the Zillow profits. I would have never imagined in a million years. You go on Zillow, you look at your house price, send you this note that says your house price is up or down. Mine was down for several years and up some the last couple of years with the pandemic and house prices going up. But in a million years, I wouldn't have thought they're making 50% of the profits from house flipping. Now they've essentially decided they're out of the house flipping business, at least to the end of the year, and they'll see when they open it back up. But this led to the stock price down 10% yesterday because who knew, it accounts for almost half of their profits. So a fascinating situation is Zillow moves out of the house flipping business. Partly they say it's due to not being able to find enough workers, enough staff to make these things happen, enough contractors. The other thing that you wonder is if they're less confident that the housing market is continuing to be on upward spiral, an upward trajectory that would make house flipping an easy win for companies like Zillow. But for in either event, they're probably stuck with a decent amount of inventory and they're slowing down on their house flipping business. They've essentially said they're not doing any more of it through the end of the year. Fascinating story on Zillow. Thank you for listening to the Becker's Private Equity and Business Podcast. Again, down 10% in the last day or so since they reported this, and fascinating to watch.